Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
My husband and I laughingly say that though we've been married for over 20 years, we've only been together about half that time. The thing is, my husband's preaching and university responsibilities demand that he travel a great deal. In fact, he travels so much that our poor old car almost knows the way to the airport all by itself. Now, the goodbyes are very hard, and the absences are very long. In fact, I'll make a confession. The absences and the goodbyes don't get a bit easier. Instead, everything is intensified with every passing year, because we're growing in love for one another. I keep a copy of my husband's travel schedule right on my desk, and while he's gone, I watch it, and I pray for him each day, and many times a day. And though it may sound very corny, every time I see on that paper that my husband is about to return, I experience some very unique reactions. First of all of my energies are heightened. I feel so good and have so much energy, I could practically leap over the moon. I hit the housekeeping with a tremendous burst of energy and determination, virtually going through the house from stem to stern, cleaning things up. I also set about for a personal spiff-up. After all, I want to really look good when he comes home. My heart is definitely lightened by realizing that my husband is soon going to be home. And there's a song on my lips. I fairly skip through the house and about my various duties, all because he's almost here. And you know, thinking about my husband's homecomings, I can see so clearly a spiritual application for me, but also for you. You know, you and I have a prophetic schedule of Christ's return. That is, the Word of God. And do you realize, dear Christian lady, that everything in that schedule points to His imminent return? Yes, everything is working just as He said it would. Conditions are just perfect for His return any moment in the sky to receive us to Himself. Realizing these things, what are our reactions? Are we praying toward His return each day, hoping that this will be the day when He comes for us? Are we experiencing heightened energies, realizing that our time to work for Him is short? Are we faithful in having spiritual housekeeping, house cleaning efforts, again, realizing that He's going to be coming soon? And do we concentrate on personal spiff-ups, knowing that His blessed eyes are going to be looking at us face to face, and we need to be aware of these things in our own appearance and makeup? Do we have a lightened heart at the thought of His return? And does that thought put a song on our lips? Or are we dragging through life as if there is no hope at all? Remember that the angel said to the disciples when Christ ascended, "This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." And Christ Himself said, "Behold, I come quickly." Oh, yes, dear lady. He, our blessed Lord and Savior, He's almost here.
If you would like to share specific domestic or spiritual concerns, Mrs. Jones would be happy to hear from you. Just write, Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.